You know, if memory serves, there is a long history of ATMs that go around North Texas. I think a lot of them started here. But the largest producer of ATMs in the U.S. is here. And it's Hyosung. It's a South Korean company. But the U.S. headquarters is here. Nancy Gail Daniels is Chief Operating Officer and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Pleasure to have you.
All right. So fact check me. Is that right? I remember there was a company, I think, called Docutel.
Docutel was one of the original manufacturers of ATMs back in the 60s, along with IBM, and then also Singer were sort of the original manufacturers. And they're long gone from this industry. Today, there are really three people more or less left that sort of make ATMs.
So, and tell me about it, the ATM business, because this is transformed into, or is transforming anyway, it seems like into a digital economy.
Yeah, most people think that, you know, ATMs must be dying because cash is going away, that you can do things with, you know, Venmo and PayPal or Zelle. And the reality is actually quite different. The amount of cash in circulation in the United States continues to grow at about 4.5% per year. And that's not inflationary. That's driven by the number of notes in circulation. And that's mainly because of the economic divide that exists in the United States. If people earn, say, less than about $50,000 a year of household income, nearly 45% of all their payments are done in cash. So this is something which has sort of driven the use of cash. And ATMs are more important than ever.
So this is sort of the what they call the unbanked part of the economy.
What we call the unbanked, underbanked, or what I refer to as the underground economy, because it's basically a cash economy. And this is not, you know, illegal items. This is people that, you know, take cash, whether it's a server, a gardener, a nail technician, whatever. There's a tremendous amount of cash, about $1.7 trillion a year in that economy.
There are a lot of people who don't trust banks. I mean, they're especially in that part. They really don't, would rather walk around with the cash. So tell me, why South Korea? Did they take over a lot of this business that used to be here? Or was this always an area that of developing technology?
So the classic ATM, like you see at a bank, is something which has been normally manufactured by a couple of U.S. manufacturers. And in the 1990s, the laws were changed that allowed individuals to own ATMs as opposed to only banks to own ATMs. When that occurred, when that law changed, that allowed people to, a lot of people that were running vending machines and so forth like that, basically got in the business of owning and operating ATMs. So the ATMs you typically see at a bar, or a restaurant, or a hotel and so forth are not operated by a bank. They're operated by individuals that maybe have a fleet of a few hundred or a thousand ATMs. And it was really when that occurred, that really created an opening for Hyosung to sort of get into this business. And it sort of used its electromechanical capability and some PC capability had to produce a very inexpensive, what we refer to as a cash dispenser, which is those things you see at restaurants and hotels and so forth. Yeah. So it really is, that's really sort of where it started, because the world was looking for something which is very inexpensive. At the time, a typical ATM was like a $40,000, $50,000 piece of equipment. And these cash dispensers are like $3,000 piece of equipment. So huge difference in cost. And so the Hyosung was able to sort of take its technology, apply that to a commodity item, and today we have over 180,000 of them in the United States. Actually, over 180,000 installed over the United States.
Wow. Isn't there a Bitcoin ATM that I've read about too?
There are Bitcoin ATMs. There's a smaller manufacturer of these small ATMs that sort of and basically, you know, people can sort of take their Bitcoin wallet, tap that, and get cash out. It's a very niche thing. Believe it or not, there is not a lot of Bitcoin transactions, and most of the people that handle the payments companies that handle Bitcoin transactions have gone out of business in recent months.
So why Irving, Texas? Why is the U.S. headquarters here? I thought maybe it was because they'd purchased Docutel or something.
No, not at all. There, actually, to your point, when you started, North Texas is, and actually Texas in general, has actually been a hotbed for ATM for technology for a long time. There are many of the early developers of ATMs that were sort of based here. So it was really a function of talent. There were a couple of companies, WRG, Tidal, Triton, and Hantel and so forth, these small companies that for whatever reason popped up here in North Texas. So there was a significant talent pool, and that was kind of why North Texas.
Is there a big difference between the ATM? This seems like a naive question, but I'm going to ask it. For, you know, the ATM of 1980 and the ATM of 2024, because they sure look the same.
There's a huge difference. I've been at this for 35 years or so. It's my second career, but I'm at this for about 35 years. And there's been a huge change in ATM technology. Costs have come down dramatically, and the functionality has increased significantly. In the past, an ATM would just spit out cash. These days, an ATM will accept checks. It'll accept cash. It'll take the cash that you deposit and recycle it back out. In the past, you could only handle one denomination. ATMs today can typically handle 4, 5, 6 denominations. So there have been fairly significant changes. In addition to that, the way we interact with them have changed a lot as well. It's kind of gone from the old 80 by 24 column green screen kind of old computer technology to these fancy graphical user interfaces. But in addition to it, it allows people to make a lot of other transactions, like, you know, moving money from one account to another account. Yeah. So been very significant changes.
So where are they? Are they manufactured in South Korea?
Actually, our ATMs are manufactured outside of Hanoi, Vietnam. So previously, we had manufactured in South Korea, but South Korea, like a lot of other countries in Asia, has a population decline, and labor was getting very difficult. So a couple years ago, we relocated everything to a large facility outside of Hanoi. And you know, so things are built in Hanoi, they ship out of Haiphong Harbor, end up in Long Beach, and then are sent by train here to Irving, Texas.
They're built like a tank. Every once in a while, you see a video of some idiot giving up, trying to beat an ATM into submission, just putting a rope around it or a chain, and just trying to take it home with them. And it's just impossible.
Well, you have to understand, ATMs have a lot of cash in them. The ATMs, like a drive-through ATM that you might go to at your bank, those will have hundreds of thousands of dollars in them.
So, hundreds of thousands of dollars, really?
Yes, sir. Yeah. What? So, and by the way, if somebody's listening to it and wants to rip off one of them, they're built, as he said, they're built like a tank. You're not going to get into it.
and you're also not going to get home with it. I think they tear the axle off. So is this a growth business? Are you still growing?
We're growing very, very rapidly. The other couple manufacturers that are in this business, one was an American company recently split. Another one was acquired by a German company, and that has allowed us to grow fairly significantly. We're growing quite a bit this year. And that was, again, one of the reasons I came back. This is my second tour of duty here.
Well, and we're glad you did. We're glad to find out about it. Nancy Gail Daniels, Chief Operating Officer of Hyosung America. Did I do it right? Hyosung.
Perfect.
It's hard work. It's good to have you with us. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thanks. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.